Feel your features on your face soften, your shoulders soften, your body start to come into more and more relaxation. A place of opening. A place of allowing. And take another breath. Inhale. And as you breathe in, bring your breath down into your heart center. And then exhale through your heart, just gently. Breathing in through your nose. Exhaling through your heart center. Gently bringing energy to that area and awareness. And as you're exhaling, feel that opening begin to happen in your heart. A soft, gentle opening, like petals of a flower. And let your breath, your exhale, just gently touch those petals, softening in the center of your chest. And that softening spreads across your chest, down your torso, into your hips, your legs, into the floor. And begin breathing in through the crown of your head, connecting to the divine. Breathing out through the heart, that connection of love from the divine. Knowing that the energy of love is with us always, whether we remember, whether we step aside, whether we're too busy to feel. And I invite you to use this time, this energy, this beautiful moment, to receive the love of the divine surrounding you, being showered on you right now in this room. And let it engulf you as the loving and honoring message of Kryon comes in.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Many listen to these channelings, and they listen for words of wisdom. They listen for energies. And many are aware that there is more here than what you expect. Every one of these channelings is given live in front of a group of light workers who have come with the intent to sit in the chair. I could talk about the world, and I often do. I could talk about the energy of the country you sit, and I often do. But what is really happening today that is changing this planet is not in the macrocosm, but the microcosm of your life. Each of you sitting here, each of you, has got a piece of the Creator inside you. It creates a beautiful quantum field around you that is sensed by other humans and even that which you call Gaia. You are a microcosm of a unique reality. You might even say you have your own planets that revolve around your life. It's a metaphor. You have that which is your own issues, your own celebrations, your own desires, your own frustrations, and you think you're alone. And yet I'm here to tell you something else. That when the Creator of the universe looks upon you and your soul, the Creator does not see the planet, it sees you. What kind of reality and intelligence could there possibly be that could see billions of souls at the same time and care about each one? Now, I want you to remember that question, because we're going to say it again when we channel again. It's a vast intelligence, more than intelligent. It's a beautiful creative system who knows you. If I said God cared about you, it would be so different than the truth. For caring is a human word, more than caring. If I said, Mother, do you care about your child? You'd say, more than that. You would say, there is no word that you could use about how I feel about my child. In any language on the planet, nobody has come up with a word that has that kind of emotion and that kind of feeling. That is you and the Creator's relationship. This microcosm called your soul in your body, that's what God sees. Not the macrocosm that you create through your actions together. No. It's who you are. Because you're family. We've talked about your systems, the energy of the planet, your timeline, all of these things. They're products of the microcosm of your consciousness, of who you are. There's a third language, which we cannot really explain to you that is happening now. It happens because you're here listening. But in a multidimensional way, a quantum way, there is another message being broadcast that is unique for you. Each human in this new energy is invited to open a new door. It is a metaphor for using a tool that is new, that starts to be aware of the third language. Because it is a multidimensionality that does this, it requires a multidimensional listener, that's you, to receive it. If you live in a linear world, all you hear is my voice. But if you're open to quantum things in this energy, dear old soul, you can tune out this three-dimensional voice and see the beauty. Some of you will feel the emotion of it, and that's all you'll be aware of. Some of you right now, hearing this voice, need to feel a peace in every single cell that says it's okay. We know who you are. We know what you're going through. We're holding your hand, and you are okay. You need to know it. You need to feel it, and it's here for you. There is no issue within the sound of this voice which is too great for the love of God. And it's when you surround yourself with your practicality, with the intellectual mind that says, this is possible, this is not possible, here's the box I'm in, here is what I'll do. You can analyze yourself right out of the love of God. There is a place for the intellectual and logical thought in a balance with the triad of your brain, the pineal, and your heart. There is a place for all of it to balance. And this is the life force that is coming your way. The masters of the planet, all of them, were not fools. They had a sharp intellect. They had the logic of a human. And they had the intuition of the Creator. And because of this balance, those masters went down in history as known and loved, as special. And people want to emulate that which was their balance. This is the new human. This is what's coming. But much of it is here today for you to work with, get used to. But part of it is this knowledge that God looks at this earth and sees only the individual souls of this planet. There's no such thing as a group of people having an intuitive thought. It's individuals that have an intuitive thought together. It is not linear. It doesn't even begin to fit into what you expect. You can have a thought today that you came to hear without me speaking it to you. It tells you what the future may be for you, and you walk out with a smile because now you know it's okay. I'm talking to several in this room and many who are listening because I know who you are. You came here to hear something special. Lastly, this. There's a number of you here who don't want anything to do with this. You may not even hear these words because you're sleeping. And I want to tell you something. Your life is blessed and you are loved as much as any person here. You leave this place, you may roll your eyes in disbelief and laugh at it all. And I'll say it again. The same number of angels walk out with you rejoicing that you're alive, that you're here, that you mean something to the planet, and it's no accident. Dear ones, this is not linear. It's the love of God. Absolute, beautiful, and available to all. That's the message in this short little channel. The message of Kryon will never change. And so it is.